Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, ready with inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Here's a look at the stories we have for you this week.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to hear how college students are serving others and sharing the gospel through Christmas mission trips.
I'm John Graham, and you probably know Atlanta is quickly becoming the Hollywood of the South. And Jim Pace with the Pinewood Studios Project is behind it all on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we meet an international missionary who uses his gift of music to share the good news in Sweden.
I'm Myrna Brown. Singing to this group of musicians isn't just a job or a vocation. You have to hear more from Salvador.
Also today, Love Loud Christmas Backpacks for Appalachia on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. How about college students that take their Christmas break to be a blessing to others on mission trips? Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke has a story of a college student who's doing just that.
For many college students, Christmas vacation is a time to relax and enjoy the break from school. However, there's a group of college students from the Baptist Collegiate Ministry at Shorter University in Rome, Georgia, that sees a Christmas season as an opportunity to be on mission serving others and sharing the gospel. Retha Tarleton is a senior at Shorter University, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Now, this is your fourth Christmas mission trip to go on, and you all go and serve the same church each year.
Correct. I've gone since my freshman year, and this is my last year going. So I'm fixing to graduate, so it's a pretty exciting time.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the church that you all go and serve.
Southside Church. It's located in inner city Kentucky in a town called Covington. It's right on the line of Cincinnati.
Sure. And how do you all serve?
Well, our main goal for the week is the Christmas giveaway that we do. And what happens is, since it is an inner city, there's a lot of families who aren't that well off and they can't afford to get their children the Christmas presents they want to get them. So they apply for the program. And Miss Amy, who is in charge of the whole thing, goes out to these other churches in wealthier communities around the town. She gives them lists and names of the kids and their clothes sizes, what the toys they like. They distribute that all over. It's almost like they adopt the kids, like they'll adopt that child for the week, and they buy them these extravagant presents, and then we go and we pick them up. So once we have them, we take them up to this huge room that the church has, and we just line them up in the orders of each family, which can kind of be kind of crazy, because I remember last year, I think we had almost 200 families, and we had all these presents, so it's really cool to see this community come together and donate all these presents. And at the end of the week, families come, and the kids come to you, so we do a program. We do different things, a way to get the gospel out there, and it's required for the parents to come to that. We call it like a little service, and they come, they sign in, they come to the service, and then they get the presents. So in the service, we always have a time just for the gospel to get shared.
Oh, wow. Wow. And it sounds like the church really relies on you all coming to pull this off.
Yes. I fully know that this church is full of good hearts, and they want this to happen, but I think they are really grateful for the extra hands that we come with. Mm-hmm. It makes it a lot easier.
And how many from your Baptist Collegiate Ministry goes?
Kind of up in the air every year. I think the largest group that I've been on, I think, was close to 20. But we have a great time. We're always really busy. We have a lot of work we have to do, and not just the giveaway. During the week, every night, we have something. We work with the elderly people. We work with the kids. We do tutoring. We do Bible studies. And then we'll also do maybe some handy jobs of cleaning something or, painting something. Just kind of depends on what the church needs at the time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure going to the same location each year helps to build on relationships.
Yes, my freshman year, there was this one little girl, Sarah. She was just the cutest thing, and she was kind of crazy. She was out there roughhousing, having a good time, and each year I've gone back, I've seen her again, and it's really heartwarming and always makes me cry when she runs up. She's like, Retha, you came back. And I'm like, yeah, I told you, I'm going to come back every year. And I remember 2 years ago, she asked, why do I come on my Christmas break? And I told her I'd come for you guys, because God loves them, and he wants you guys to love him too. And it's really cool to be able to see our relationships grow over these past 3 years.
Oh, yeah, sure. And how do you see being on mission during Christmas puts the season into perspective?
Well, I feel like sometimes we have this image of Christmas as just times for huge dinners and huge presents that we get from our family and our friends. But these kids in this town are just excited to see us come. And it really puts me in the perspective that not everybody can have what we kind of take for granted sometimes. Sometimes my family members are like, oh, you're going to go again, this Christmas break? And I'm like, I'm going to go every Christmas break I can, because these kids deserve Christ just as much as we do.
Aretha, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will be praying for your mission trip and for the lives you all will touch.
Thank you so much. I know that me and my team both appreciate that.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. The coffee shop that changed a church. Discovering the Net Effect by bestselling author Dr. Steve Parr. Entertaining, real, heartwarming, humorous, educational. Solid instruction through the medium of a novel with gripping interest and power. Fun, tender, heart-pumping, and angering at times. A realistic look at 21st century churches offering workable solutions. From Deep River Publishing, online, and everywhere Christian books are sold.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. Is Atlanta, Georgia becoming the Hollywood of the South? Well, let's find out as John Graham gets the inside story from Jim Pace of Pinewood Studios on today's Culture Connection.
Who would have thought that a couple of believers in the real estate world would have changed, literally, the face of entertainment and the economy in Georgia in so many ways? And I am honored to be sitting with Jim Pace, president and CEO of Group 6 Corporation, who put together the Pinewood Studios development down in Fayette County. Jim, thanks so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Man, what a phenomenal facility. First off, kind of tell me a little bit how you got into the movie business, essentially.
I'd have to start with four rats on a bed in New Orleans and say that they really get the credit because a pilot television series being filmed in New Orleans called Drop Dead Diva. The producer came back in. It was after the flood, and so a lot of the animals there had been displaced, and he found four of them on his bed in the hotel he was staying in. And it caused him to say, let's look for another place. And so we had a gentleman named Bobby Vasquez who said, well, why don't you look in Peachtree City? And so we can trace it from there to there. And that story began there. Drop Dead Diva came here. We were privileged to work with them for the 6 years that the show ran. And as they were wrapping it up, we began to look for other tenants in that facility. And so after a bit, we bumped across these guys from Pinewood. And so you see...
Four rats.
Four rats got it going.
Now, Pinewood has... in its DNA, a faith-based component to all of that.
Pinewood has an amazing history. It was founded by a Methodist minister, J. Arthur Rank, and his intention was to produce faith-based movies.
You all are building one of the largest, well, the largest studio presently in the state, outfitted, and major motion pictures are here. But how did your walk with the Lord impact this whole process?
I think most people don't realize that He walks with us every day.
Sure.
And the Word says He'll never leave us or forsake us, and so He's with us every day.
Are you able to tell a little bit about your construction meetings that you have?
You know, we just have a group of people that gather here every Wednesday morning, and it started out as a real construction meeting. We still continue to call it a construction meeting. Construction meeting actually happens afterward. But the time of coming together has grown from just a few of us who would come together and talk about the projects and the status of the steel and the concrete to a very large number of people that come here really just to share their stories. And, you know, we early on began to just do devotions, and we let people share their stories.
So now tell me a little bit about Pinewood Studios here. You have... six stages?
There are currently six sound stages. They're purpose-built sound stages. I'm told some of the finest sound stages in the world. I've not been in many others, so I can't comment on that. But I can comment on the fact that they're purpose-built stages. They're built for a specific purpose, and they apparently perform that purpose very well. So we're in the process of building more, and we believe that this will become one of the major film hubs, you know, in the world, not just in America. We compete in a world economy, and we need to be prepared to compete on the world stage.
in a recession, coming out of somewhat of perhaps, maybe it's a blip, who knows, but it's been amazing that this industry has had such a put so much life into the Georgia economy.
There's no question about that. The wisdom of our state legislators who passed this tax credit bill that brought the industry here in the first place, I don't think truly had a good understanding of just how amazing it could be.
By far the most important part of that for our purposes and yours too is that in so many ways you're almost a missionary to the community here, to this creative community that comes in and in many ways from such a dark background.
Well, I can't comment on the background, but I will comment on the fact that I think we're all called to that purpose.
That's,
and so
of course.
In that regard, I just happen to be here. You know, you're where you are, but we all have the opportunity. It's what do we do with the opportunity? And it's about your personal journey with Christ and your personal journey with the people you surround yourself with.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, you've been nothing but an encouragement to me today as we've been able to fellowship, and a huge encouragement to our listeners, I'm sure. So thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Until next time, I'm John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. As you hear the stories, we hope that you are encouraged to live your life with purpose. And why not let us know your story? You can do that a couple of ways. You can send us your comments about today's program or stories. Just email us stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Or how about Twitter and Facebook? We're there as well. You'll find us at LWP Radio. Once again, that's Twitter at LWP Radio and also Facebook/LWP Radio. And let us hear from you today, all right? And our free book offer still stands. It's the hardback edition of Words of Life, a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook, fill in the short form, and we'll get it into the mail to you absolutely free just for being a listener to the program. All right, now on with today's stories. So here's Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. Singing to this group of musicians isn't just about a job or a vocation. They say they sing out of gratitude. You have to hear more from Salvador.
All right. Also ahead is a heartwarming story of Love Loud Backpacks for folks in Appalachian America on our Missionary Moment. But first, we go over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of reaching Sweden with music.
Thanks, Rod. In the last 50 years, the nations of Europe have become very secularized and are in need of revival and a return to Christianity. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, visits with a missionary whom God called to go to Sweden, who uses his gift of music to start new churches where the gospel is desperately needed.
I'm happy to be talking today over the internet with Eric Haney, who along with his wife Anissa are church planters and musicians located in Stockholm, Sweden. Eric, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Sure. Glad to do it.
Eric, I wonder if you might tell our listeners a little bit about your background growing up in North Carolina, how God moved you and your young family from a church ministry in Virginia to Stockholm to start churches.
I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina. I gave my life to Jesus when I was 15 years old. Started preaching when I was 16 years old. So I've been in church ministry for quite a while. I'm 34 now. I met my wife in Tennessee at college. Previously, before we moved to Sweden, we were in Richmond, Virginia. And it's kind of like there was a storm in our soul. We can't explain it. We're very happy there in Virginia. But the storm in our soul led us to pray this prayer. God, whatever this is, whatever this is about, our answer is yes. That took me halfway across the world. I got to lead worship in Central Asia, and it was leading worship in Central Asia, and I felt God speak to me and say, I want you to move your family overseas. And that was the moment where, whatever it is, the answer is yes, where it was already yes. So there was no conversation beyond that except for, okay, Lord, we'll do this. And I remember writing my wife and coming back to the States and talking with her, and we just wept and wondered and said, okay, God, this is what you want for us. Our answer is yes.
That's incredible. I know we're going to talk about a number of important things, but I think the most important thing that could possibly be said is, God, whatever it is you want us to do, the answer is yes. And that's something that all of us should be willing to do. You know, a lot of people may think of Sweden as already a Christian nation that doesn't need churches, but that's not exactly right. And I wonder if you could describe the spiritual condition of the people there where you're serving in Stockholm.
Appreciate you asking that question. It is a myth, or people in the States sometimes think Sweden is rich, but Sweden as a whole, they're about 2% evangelical as a whole. Our city of Stockholm is less than 1% evangelical in our city. Mm. And if you count those who truly believe in Jesus and believe in the Bible, things that we may take for granted as Southern Baptists in America, the number goes to maybe 0.5 or 0.7%.
Mm, goodness.
And there's a major need for church planting, and that's why we're here. We walk alongside church planters. We're here to encourage them, to help them to reach the city for Jesus. Sweden is a very spiritually dark place. It's one of the most secular places on the earth. So we covet your prayers.
Well, I appreciate sharing that from you, and I can tell it's coming from your heart. And we feel your passion and a sense that. But, you know, I love the fact that you all are using music and art to connect with people there. Could you just share with us a little bit about what approaches you're taking in your ministry and perhaps a brief story where you've seen someone's life changed by the gospel?
In the scriptures where Elisha goes to the widow and she's like, man, they're going to take my kids. I have nothing. I'm going to die and they're going to die with me. And Elisha says, what do you have? She said, well, I have nothing except for a small jar, flask of oil. And he says, well, go get it. And we know the end of the story.
Yes.
She begins to fill up all these barrels of oil that her son brought. So that's our approach to ministry. We have music. Music's the gift, our little except for that we have. We have nothing except for these musical abilities. So the way that we live that out is we started playing in open mic scenes here. We street festivals that we played in here just to try to connect with people, to try to connect with lost people and to play music with them. And our whole thing is really easy to sum up. It's their story, which we really care about their story. So we interview them. We take interviews with artists, and mm-hmm. we ask them about their story, why they wrote the song. And their story always leads to our story. They ask us, well, why are you doing this? Why are you in Sweden? And our story is God's story. And so their story leads to our story, which is God's story. We actually just started our own open mic night. We started this past Monday, which we're really excited about. We had 10 artists play and had all kinds of people there. Their friends were there. At the end of the night of our open scene, open stage is what it's called in English, there's a couple there, and we were talking, and they're, what is this about? And I said, well, you know, our three things we encourage people to create, to share what they've created, and in turn, they inspire others. So they kept asking questions. They're very curious about the create, and I said, well, let me just be really honest with you. I said, God created me. He created you. He created all that we see. That's why we're so concerned about creativity. God's created us in his image. You know, it was really interesting because they're not believers. And on the way, as they're walking away, I said, God bless you. And I was like, okay, well, have a good night. And the guy turned around and he said, no, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Which we take that for granted because I grew up in the South. People say God bless you that aren't believers. But in Sweden, where they are not believers, that is a big deal, how God really touched their heart. Because we care about the artists. We care about the songwriters in our city. We care about their story. So their story leads to our story, and our story is God's story.
Amen. That's a wonderful story to share with us. We appreciate that so much. And
yeah.
I want you to know, Eric, that we love you and Anissa and your children, Elijah, Malachi, and Noble. And mm-hmm. we're praying for you. And what can we pray for, and how can we support your work?
Absolutely. We pray that God would call people to Sweden. That's the big one.
Yes.
If you're listening to this and you feel a call to Sweden, we would love for you to contact us. Practically with our kids, they just started a new school. You know, just pray that God would protect them, that it would keep them safe there, that
yes.
he would let his presence be known through our children. God's opening all kinds of doors to share the gospel. Pray that God continues to give us new songs that reach the culture, that reach out to them and share with them love and life and hope, and that he uses this for his glory.
Thank you so much, Eric. I've been talking with Eric Haney, who with his family have been called to start a new church in Stockholm, Sweden, where the light of the gospel is desperately needed. And Eric, we want you to know we love you, and we're praying for you and for all of your family, and that people will be touched through your ministry. And thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
For more information about Southern Baptist International Missions, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
It's the first Christmas CD for the group Salvador.
Felicia.
called Hope Was Born. And Myrna Brown brings us more about the group and this special project on Life with Purpose Radio.
They've toured with Third Day, performed on the same stage as Dr. Billy Graham, and sing in both English and Spanish. Joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is Nick Gonzalez, founder and lead singer of the band Salvador. Hi, Nick.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So let's start with you telling us about the band.
Well, we started as a praise team. My cousin and my brother and I started the band back about 15 years ago, and we were the praise team at our church. We were a Texas trio from Austin. Actually, we just keep adding members. I don't know when we're going to stop, but we have 8 guys right now.
Wow.
Full horn section, drums, percussion, bass, keys, and guitar.
So what's the story behind the name Salvador?
Well, Salvador was not our original name. Actually, I named our band when I was 13 years old, my first little band, and that's a top secret name that no one will ever know.
Oh, wait a minute now. You can tell us.
Well, of course, just between friends. Actually, when I was about 20, let's see, I guess I must have been about 21, 22, they came down to Austin to find us, and they wanted us to start recording records and doing that whole thing. We decided we would find a name that maybe was that made sense, one for our faith, the other for our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And Salvador just means savior. It just means we named our band after God. And God has a lot of names, and one of them being that he's our savior. And so we just thought that would be kind of cool and that everybody would be able to pronounce that. So it would be good for us. So that came the name of our band some 15 years ago.
You mentioned your faith and you mentioned your culture. And as I said in the beginning, you sing in both English and Spanish. So God has given you this platform to minister to different communities, a number of communities. And I want to know how you are and have been able to use that for the glory of God.
We have been able to see different parts of the world because of this, and I'll be able to sing in Latin America, of course, and overseas and things like that. And that has been really a very interesting and really cool thing. But at the end of the day, you know, our heart is for the church, and our heart is for believers out there that maybe don't get this type of music all the time, and maybe we can add a bit of spice to a festival or an event or a church's outreach. And so we've seen some really great opportunities to be able to minister the Word of God. And to be honest with you, music as a whole for us, we really don't have to say much. We get on stage, we play, and then what we do is we explain to them that we're not singing because it is our job. We're not singing because of this or that or the other. We're singing purely out of gratitude.
You use the word spice. And so what does that mean? Tell us about your sound. What is spice?
Fun part of our band is that we get a horn section, and they're with us all the time. Some people ask, do you always bring the horn section? And I don't even know how to answer that. It's like playing baseball and saying, do you always bring a glove? Or is that, it's like, yeah, of course, they're our band. So I always feel like we bring some brass to the scenario and some Latin feel to the scenario. So the spice would be that.
You all have a new release coming out. And this is a first for you all, your first Christmas CD. And you have lots of collaborators joining you.
We thought, man, nothing says Christmas to me like friends and family and people that we love and people that we admire around us. And, you know, we started making calls. So we called a couple of folks, a group of young men by the name of the Katinas. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with the Katinas.
Oh, absolutely.
But, wow.
They've been here on Life with Purpose Radio. Absolutely.
A gentleman by the name of Phil Keggy,
mm-hmm.
who's a famed guitar player,
oh, yeah.
Artist.
He's been on Life with Purpose Radio, too. Oh, yeah.
Here we go! Merry Christmas, everybody! Hey, 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 hey! Happy holidays!
of being married to a great artist named Jackie Velasquez.
Oh, and, yeah. And she's been on, too. Hey.
You know what? I'm the only one late to the party here. What's
going
on?
Welcome, brother.
Thanks.
Noche de paz, noche de amor.
This is our take on Christmas Carol, so we hope that people enjoy it.
We didn't say the name of it, so let's tell people. Let's tell our listeners.
The name of the record is called Hope Was Born. It is more than gifts. It is all about what God did for us.
Thank you so much, Nick, for taking the time to spend time with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I can't believe I'm fourth on that list to join.
Hey, better late than never.
I'm the latest, at least. I'll say that.
Say hi to Jackie for us, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, and for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Marta Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Kentucky for the Love Loud Backpacks Ministry here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Today we are at Cedar Ridge Ministries, and we've got about 1,600 people here, over 1,000 children, all of which will be getting backpacks,
I want that.
Food boxes, yeah. And we want everybody to know Jesus cares about their every need. This community, the poverty level has just tripled. Where do those families go for feeding their families?
I'm here basically because I need help. Kids, Christmas coming up. Thankful for anything we can get.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We got a call from Appalachian Region Ministries. Said they had some backpacks and wondered if how many we could use.
How about this one? Does that look good?
I said, how about 1,000? They said, okay. All the schools right now, the funding's been cut. So they don't have the money to buy the school supplies. So every one of these kids will be going home with plenty of school supplies to go back to school.
You know, when you look at your kid and you're not able to give them what they need, it breaks your heart. And it's nice to be able to have somebody to come to that can help. And, you know, you're not ashamed to come and say, hey, I need help. So.
If you don't get involved, these families don't get help. This is what he's called us to do.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Christmas mission trips, Atlanta Pinewood Studios, music for Sweden, Salvador, and Love Loud Backpacks for Appalachia. We'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton. Merry Christmas from everyone here at Life with Purpose Radio.